WFOD starts now.
Hey, what are those over there?
Oh, you didn't hear? Well, the two options were either to arm social studies teachers or get rid of guns, so they just put some scarecrows out front.
Wow, that's literally the least they could do.
Actually, the Japanese have been using scarecrows since the year 712, and they only have like 10 gun deaths a year. So maybe there's something to it.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Mr. Travis Hulse.
That's a pretty empty recording booth tonight.
What does that mean, Travis?
It's like nobody here. It's just me and you. It's never just me and you.
Travis, I think it's going to be me and you a lot more coming up.
Hey, well, if it's going to be just me and you, I want to wish you a happy National Tell a Fairy Tale Day, Mike.
It's National Tell a Fairy Tale Day?
Oh, among other things, it's also National Pistachio Day, if you're
Holy
into pistachios.
How? Well, pistachios don't get a day, Travis.
I think they should. I mean, very underrated nut.
Travis, I think that we're broken if we're starting to celebrate pistachios for a whole day.
There is an actual website here. I just was able to type this in. What national day is it today? And it brought up a website called nationaldaycalendar.com. And
did you do that just to upset me, Travis?
I did do it just to
upset
you.
You know, I hate
absolutely.
Those. Man, yeah, you don't need to upset me, Travis. I'm already upset.
And it's funny because every single day that we've had or will have in the next couple of days has got days like February 23rd is National Skip the Straw Day. Also, National Toast Day. Also, National Banana Bread Day. National Dog Biscuit Day. And National Tile Day.
How can we do all those things? There's too many things.
I'm not even sure what National Skip the Straw Day is.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD Show on Skype. It is Podcast Month. Last days of Podcast Month. We will be joined after the break by our good friend B-Rob from the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast.
Very excited about that. He's always a pleasure.
I like B-Rob. He's a good guy.
Me too. So, one of my faves.
Travis, I saw a commercial. It ruined my whole week.
Oh, man.
And, you know, like I've seen these commercials a handful of times. But for some reason, this time it got under my craw. You know what I'm saying? It got under my craw. And it just sent me down a rabbit hole.
Did it star Paul from formerly Sprint, now Verizon, or vice versa?
Travis, I hate Paul. I hate Paul. Paul's a bad person.
Just a bad person.
But no, this did have a equally annoying spokesperson that was advertising it. And I looked into him. I looked into the whole deal because I'm tired of these commercials. Travis, I think advertising might be my kryptonite, because when I see advertising done poorly, it makes me mad. And then it throws me into a whirlwind. So what I learned about the spokesperson for this commercial, what I'm going to do, Travis, I'm going to play a song for you. This man is apparently a singer.
Oh, multifaceted.
And I'm going to play you his song. And I want you to tell me if you can guess what commercial spokesperson this is singing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's a heartfelt little ditty, Travis.
It sounds good. Very folky so far.
I hate this, by the way.
I work on old cars, drink my coffee out of jars.
Is this a parody song?
No, no, this is a real song. I think it's a real song. It might be a parody song.
Yeah, I'm a real ladies' man. Not really. Then you came along.
I was kind of, you know, it's funny that you said, is it a parody song? Because I was kind of waiting for there to be a punchline because it seemed kind of jokey. Like it's kind of, you know, just like a, but no, I think this is legit. I think.
Yeah. Also, he's not a good singer. So I would assume usually when they're not good singers.
Not a particularly good singer. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Do you have
usually ends in a punchline.
Do you have a guess?
I mean, he's a white guy. Obviously.
Travis, are you familiar with these commercials?
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
All right, how you doing?
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, this is the all-new Chevy Traverse.
The Chevy
this looks
real people, not actors commercials.
Of the SUVs out there.
With that smarmy guy.
Sleek.
Hate.
It seats up to eight.
Those commercials with five.
I hate them, too. I hate them.
Listen,
made me so mad.
Listen, I think I'd have less of a problem with these commercials if they were just on the television and I could walk away from them. But I pay good money to go see motion pictures in the cinema. And this motherfucker is literally in front of every single movie I watch. There's like the local ads, that the Screen Visions ads or whatever.
Yeah, it's the first trailer before every movie.
Yeah, you think the movie's going to start because they say enjoy the movie. And then all of a sudden there's a goddamn Chevy commercial with this fucking weird dude telling everybody about these cars before I even get to the trailers.
Travis, I hate that guy.
I hate that guy as well.
He makes me mad. And so I looked into this guy, and then I got into this whole fucking rabbit hole with him. And then I got into a whole goddamn thing with the stuff that they claim. And
but that's his song, though. Like, that's him singing. Like, yeah. How old is that song?
It's just a couple years old.
So he's been doing commercials and making music for the same amount of time.
It has a music video. And
is it a parody?
No, listen to it.
So
you can tell it's his voice now, right?
Yeah, now I can hear
it. I never had a thrill.
Hate that.
Chevy's got GPS. J.D. Power and Associates.
Now, it's funny. I looked into J.D. Power and Associates, Travis. And J.D. Power is the founder's name. The guy's name is James David Power. And he named the company after himself. And the associates are his wife and kids. And what J.D. Power and Associates used to do, they started in the 70s, is they would find out who bought a car. And they'd mail you a card after you had the car that you just bought for 3 months. And then they mail you another card after you've had the car for 3 years. And they just asked you a bunch of questions. Hey, man, do you like your car? Has anything gone wrong with your car? What do you think? And the people that mail the cards back are the data that they have. So, I mean, theoretically, the only people that mail the cards back are people that have strong opinions.
One way or the other, right?
About their card, enough to put a fucking stamp on it and mail it back. I mean, who would do that?
I would certainly think that they would offer no postage necessary if mailed in the United States.
So, and what they would then do is they would offer to sell the information that they've gathered to car companies. And for many, many, many years, car companies just told these guys to go fuck themselves. They just said, fuck you. If we wanted to know what our customers thought about our cars, we'd mail them. We don't need you to mail them. We did it. And after like years and years and years and years of doing this, compiling this research, in the 90s, Mazda wanted something to put in their advertising that sounded legit, and they had an old mail from this J.D. Power, and they're like, hey, guys, we're going to put your data in our ad. And J.D. Power said, oh, well, you know what? You have to pay us a licensing fee to use our name in your ad. And then Mazda did it, And then everyone else wanted to do it after Mazda did it, because Mazda claimed that they had really good scores in JD Power. And they were like, well, what's our fucking score on JD Power? And so now everybody acts like this place is legit, when really all they do is mail you a card asking you what you think of the end. You know, it makes me think about my dad. My dad is big on buying American cars, and he's always owned Chevys. All he's ever owned in his life is Chevys.
Half the parts are made in Japan.
If you buy anything other than a fucking Chevy, then you're a fucking communist, Travis, because the Chevys are American cars.
Toyota actually has more American parts in them than any of the domestic brands.
So, you know, I would think that you probably have the most data returned to you from Chevy customers, because they're the ones that feel passionate about it, right?
Well, real quick, JD, what an amazing business model for this dude to just like come up with this thing where he mails you cards and says, hey, what do you think about your automobile purchase? And then years later, car companies finally start paying for debt. It's like the original, like the email distribution list. Like, we're going to sell your data and then we're going to make a fuck ton of money out of just like selling your data. It's genius. It's like there's a handful of times, and you never see the same one twice. There's like a knockoff brand of Captain Morgan where it's like, I don't know, I think it's like San Juan spiced rum. And it's got this weird looking seal on it that says Culinary Institute of Chicago's 2014 Spiced Rum of the Year, which fuck you, first of all. Like, no possible way is this thing getting the Spiced Rum of the Year, because it's awful. And also, what is this Culinary Institute of Chicago, and when did they start offering badges to slap on your food products?
But the funny thing is the only way that JD Power makes money is if somebody pays them a licensing fee to use their data in an advertisement.
People make a lot of money just selling licensing fees for shit that doesn't matter.
And so, I mean, really, if we just made up an award and tricked one person into using it because, like, it legitimizes them. It's like a snake eating its tail. They're legitimizing themselves with this data, and thereby legitimizing JD Power. And then other companies want to use JD Power. Travis, it's crazy.
I think it's a great idea, though, because I think there's a lot of like film festivals and things that do this, where they say, "Hey, submit your film to this film festival that we made up. I'm in my mom's garage. I want you to submit this shit, but you got to pay to submit. So you pay to submit, and we'll promise to read your script, and then we'll give you feedback. Somebody's going to win script of the film festival that doesn't exist. There's like a screenwriting competition, and then they take all the money, they divide it in half, and they give one person half of the money. You know, it's like these weird, weird made up businesses and awards just essentially create LLCs that make a fuck ton of money doing nothing. We need one of those things.
We need a thing.
We need a thing that we just sit around, pretend that we're doing something, and make money.
It reminded me of the Dorktown podcast list. Do you remember the Dorktown podcast list, Travis?
I do not.
There was a podcast, I think they're still around, but they don't do the Dorktown podcast list anymore. Every month, they would put out a top 20 indie podcast list. And basically, I mean, it was the podcasts that this guy liked.
Every month they did this?
Yes. And we would move up and down on the list, Travis, and we fed right into the Dorktown hands, because but what they did is, like, we would go from like number 12 to like number 8. And then we'd go on our podcast and say, guys, we moved up on the Dorktown podcast list. And we actually thought that the Dorktown list mattered in some way. Like, it was good to be on the Dorktown list. And so, you know, people would go visit the Dorktown website to see the top 20 Dorktown list people. And, like, you bragged about it. And you were legitimizing the Dorktown list by talking about the Dorktown list. And the Dorktown list was legitimizing you by putting you high in a list among your peers, Travis.
When in reality, the only person that was really getting legitimized was the Dorktown, because they had 20 people a month mentioning their show on their own show.
Travis.
Yes.
The top 10 indie podcast list. We are taking it over.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm in. I love indie podcasts. I love listening to them.
Well, what are we going to call it, Travis? You're going to do the list.
The Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10 List.
So throughout the show, so we're going to make them listen to the whole goddamn thing, Travis.
Well, yeah, you can't do it all at once because people will skip around and they'll find it and they'll be done.
They'll find their name mentioned and they'll give up on it. But see, the WFOD Indie Podcast, what are we calling it, Travis?
The Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10 List.
So are you ready for top number 10, Travis? Number 10 in the countdown of the podcast list. What are we calling it again, Travis?
The Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10 List.
Counting down. Number 10.
From Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Hypotheticast.
Wow, the Hypotheticast coming in at number 10.
Number 10. First week at number 10. I think they're moving up. Will they be number 9 next week?
Oh, they'll have to tune in to find out.
Their show is going to have to turn up to 11 for them to turn up to number 9.
Oh, boy. Should we do another one, Travis? Because I'm excited. Or should we wait?
Let's do another one right off the bat.
Counting down. Number 9.
Number 9 from Indiana, the Crazy Train of Thought Podcast.
The Crazy Train of Thought Podcast. Coming in at number 9. Where were they last week, Travis?
Oh, man. I don't know if they placed last week, to be honest.
Wow. So they
really
broke the top 10.
They stepped up their game.
They're getting better, Travis. Every week, they're getting better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Keep moving up the list. You can take that Brian Adams, Bon Jovi, Bed of Roses, to number 1.
Travis, I went to a rock and roll concert this week, and I noticed something. Do you go to the rock and roll concerts very often?
It's been a while since I've been to a rock and roll show. There was a span of a couple of years where I went to many each year, but I've taken a break. I got kind of burnt out on them.
Travis, me and you are right about the same age, aren't we? We're pretty
approximately
close.
Right.
Did they stop X-ing out hands and start stamping over? See, when I was a kid, I'd go to a rock and roll concert. They asked me if I was under 21. I'd say, yes, I'm under 21. And they'd put big fucking X's on my hands. And that meant don't serve this guy any alcoholic beverages because he's underage.
No booze for you.
And I feel like the day I turned 21, they stopped X-ing out people's hands and started stamping over 21 people's hands.
See, it's hit or miss from everywhere that I've ever gone, whether it be to, you know, up into club or rock and roll shows. I have seen the X's still take place for people who are not able to drink. But usually even in those places, the 21-year-old and over do get a stamp saying, yep, but it's usually a smiley face or something. And then the minors get the X's. But I've seen it go either way, depending on what venue I've been in.
So I went to this concert. We went up stairs because I'm not a stand down on the ground and bounce around guy. I'm a find somewhere to sit down and watch the people play the instruments.
Sure.
And we're sitting there. And we had gotten a Taco Bell drive-thru on the way to the movie theater. So my stomach was grumbling, and I felt like I needed to go take a poop.
You went Taco Bell before you went to a rock and roll show?
Yep. Took
that
a poop.
Poor planning, sir.
got out of the tarlet, and I'm washing my hands, and I get some paper towels. I wipe my hands. I go to throw the paper towels in the trash can, and my wedding ring flies off my finger. Don't know how it happens, but I hear it. I didn't feel it, but I heard it.
Ting, ting, ting.
Ting, ting, ting. And I was like, oh, shit. It's gone. Can't find it. So there's multiple people in this bathroom, and I am looking around on the ground like a doof, and people are looking at me like, what the hell are you doing?
You didn't announce it to, like, the room?
No, I'm just...
Well, you gotta announce that shit to the room, because people are there to have a good time. They're likely going to help you. You'd be like, oh, shit, my wedding ring just flew off.
Turn it into a game.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that, Travis. I'm not really a social fella. I don't talk to people. So I am looking around on the ground. Can't find it. It's kind of dim. My ring is black.
Like your soul?
Like my soul. Travis, are you ready for number 8 on the countdown?
Number 8? Yeah.
Counting down. Number 8.
Number 8 is Ice in the Face.
Wow, Ice in the Face. Cracking the top 10 on the indie podcast list. That's pretty exciting.
That's pretty good. I think that last week, in my mind anyway, they were number 12. So they're just shooting up the charts.
Ice in the Face has a gal on it, and her Twitter handle is Spooky Meat.
Spooky Meat. Is she the face or is she ice?
I don't know. It cracks me up every time I see it. I say, hey, there's Spooky Meat.
Spooky Meat. Very nice.
Spooky Meat's out there interacting with folks.
Yeah, and just cracked the number 8.
So I'm looking around on the ground from a ring, can't find it. And I finally think I spot it. It's under a sink that a fella's using. And so I'm kind of standing behind him, and I'm zeroed in on the ring under his sink.
You didn't just go down to your knees in front of him and while he's washing his hands at the sink?
And I just kind of stood there quietly waiting for an opportunity to get under there without bothering anybody. And it was weird, Travis. But then I went and sat back down, told my lady the story. She thought it was pretty humorous. Left early. Didn't stay to the very end because I'm a sleepy boy. But it was pretty good. It was a good
show.
You're
one of those people that leaves during a concert?
I am now. I never was. I always wanted to stay till the very end. But this was an instance where I had won free tickets on the radio. The band that I was excited to see was the opener. Oh, we stayed for a while. It was fine. You know that Walk the Moon band is the ones that we went and saw, and they played that Shut Up and Dance with Me song like halfway through the show, and I was like, okay, I mean, we saw the song that, you know, you know that they sing. The rest of them, take them or leave them. But you hear the one song and you're like, okay, what are you going to close with there, buddy? What are you going to close
the song
with?
Again?
It's your, yeah, play it again, I guess. I don't know.
I've seen bands do that. They play like their hottest song in their set, and their encore is that same hottest song.
You want to hear it again, guys?
Yeah, you liked it, right? I heard you cheering. This is our song. That's, I would imagine. Well, funny. I would suppose that Imagine Dragons also does that same thing, right? They're just like, what do they got? Like 3-4 big hit songs. The one probably still resonates the most. I bet they play that song more than one time.
Travis, I have a comment in the chat room. Anchor says, are they just making up these shows? I don't think these are real podcasts. See, what we're doing is we're raising awareness for indie podcasts. We're giving back to the little guys, Travis.
Hey, listen, you can't doubt the validity of the Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10 list.
Counting down. Number 7.
Number 7. The Rabbit Ears Podcast.
These are all real podcasts, Anchor. They exist, and they're all excellent. You want to know how I know that they're excellent? Because they are in the Albino Alligators Indie Top 10 list.
Exactly. Go ahead, go jump on iTunes and search for any of these podcasts, and you'll be pleasantly surprised by what you hear. But maybe next week you won't be as pleasantly surprised, as some of them might fall off this top 10 list.
See, now, I don't think that we should charge for the use of our data, Travis. I think that as long as they call it The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program Presents the Albino Alligators Indie Top 10 Podcast List, Then like, we get our plug in there. They've already gotten their plug. It's win-win. Well, they raise awareness of our show.
Yeah.
And we're making sure that Anchor knows they exist.
As long as that's said verbatim, because if what it's was not it, what said was it, verbatim, Travis? Then you're taking liberties, and I will have to charge for this top 10 list.
Yeah, they're all on the list. It's a top 10 list. They can go back to their people and tell them that they're on a list. And, like, just so that people know they're listening to something legitimate. Like, it's an award-winning podcast that you're on, guys.
And in reality...
Counting down. Number six.
Number six is the Genuine Chit Chat with Mike Burton podcast from the United Kingdom.
Holy shit, Mike Burton.
Mike Burton. Number six this week, Mike Burton. Congratulations.
Now, if Mike Burton does a really good job, Travis, if Mike Burton makes sure to tell all of his people that he was on the Albino Alligators Indie Top 10 podcast list, maybe next week it'll be number five.
Hey, it's a very good possibility if Mike Burton from the United Kingdom of the Genuine Chit Chat
reaching out to across the pond, Travis.
Yeah, across the pond. If he does his part and make sure to tell his listeners that he was part of the Albino Alligators Indie Top 10 podcast list, it's a possibility he might jump to number three.
Travis, we're going to be coming back with B-Rob in a few minutes.
I
would like to say, guys, coming up on the break, big treat. The finale of a staple.
A long-running part.
Travis,
show.
It's bittersweet for me because I began writing this character in 2001.
Ooh. Travis, 17 years.
Dedicated a lot of time. And tonight it all comes to an end.
And this is the culmination of all of your life's work.
This is it. This is it. This is the curtain call from a life's work, Travis.
Everybody stay tuned. Don't go get a beverage. Listen live. You're not going to want to miss this.
Guys, our program this week is sponsored by CamSoda.com, today's digital strip club with thousands of amateur gals and pros as well, like Danny Daniels, Brandy Love, and lots more, guys. Everybody's there. Not everybody. Guys, I'm not going to sell you a bill of goods here. Not everybody is on there. There's a lot of people on there. Probably somebody that looks a lot like who you thought of when I said everybody. Good enough, right? I mean, they're there. They're dildoing themselves. Watch it. 24/7 access from computers, tablets, mobile. No subscriptions or rebilling. Totally free to try. Use our special link, camsoda.com/podcast. That's CAMSODA.com/podcast. Going over there, watch some amateur gals doing some things. It's camsoda.com/podcast. Tell them the Dick sent you. WFOB!
I had learned of Powdery Guy's whereabouts through happenstance. I was waiting in the lobby of a Papa John's for my order of cheesy bread when a delivery driver returned from his delivery speaking to the superiors of a man who looked like a third grade teacher's blackboard eraser covered head to toe in white chalky powder. It wasn't difficult to acquire his home address. Pizza drivers are motivated by sweet, sweet tips. And since I had begun my Dr. Pepper space smuggling operation, money was not as hard to come by. I arrived at dusk, when I knew he would be distracted with peak prime time Steve Harvey programming. I crept up to the window to see what nefarious deeds my greatest foe was cooking up. My guess was that he would be devising some sort of bomb or trap. Certainly what looked like a simple suburban home was actually just a shell for whatever horrors lie inside. What I saw through that spotless pane of glass was not what I was expecting. It was not an evil lair at all. It was a family, kids, a wife, and him in a fucking sweater.
Napier, a private dick without decency, fighting crime and obesity. So you'd better watch out, Detective Napier. 300 pounds and irresistible. Ladies, this man is invincible, and the world needs him now. Detective Napier, crime stories.
Miles, there's someone tapping on our window. He's really big.
That's, come around to the front door, sir. We can talk there. What in the hell are you doing here? I launched you into space!
Daddy?
Yes, honey?
Who is this man?
Good question. It turns out he's actually,
I'm an old work buddy. I've just come here to talk to your dad about work.
Oh, cool. Do you make cakes, too?
You told them you're a baker? Ha! That's hilarious! I'll see you at work tomorrow, Miles. Might want to come in early. We have a lot of things to get done.
How does this story end, faithful listener? Well, I guess on the way out, he got hit by a car. So, yeah, that's that. He walked out in the middle of the street, didn't look both ways. Got hit by a car. Don't know what to tell you. Yeah, Powdery Guy wins. Well... yeah, good.
Dog Eat Dog. Strangelabel.com.
Temperatures will remain in the single digits, which hardly provides justification to get out of bed or continue to exist on this mortal plane. Expect clouds and flurries and an utter sense of doom this week, leading into this weekend. That's the weather. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. 636-487-HAND if you have questions or concerns. Travis.
Yes, sir.
Is it telling of me that... See, now, the B-Rob, he's going to be joining us in just a moment. Do you think it's telling of me that... B-Rob, he seems to make friends pretty easily. with,
oh, definitely,
the podcast community. You know,
he really puts himself out there and like joins whatever circle he seems to enjoy. They seem to welcome him with open arms.
And see, I don't feel as though it's disingenuous when he's doing it. I think he's just a nice guy.
Seems like a good dude.
But see, Travis, my method of getting out there in the podcast community is to trick people. It's been my bag the whole time, Travis. I can't just make friends. I gotta trick people.
Well, how so, Mike?
Travis, I don't remember what number we were on.
Number 5.
Hold on.
Counting down. Number 5.
Coming in at number 5, the We Suck at Everything podcast from Pueblo, Colorado.
Wow, that's really really selling it, right?
Fun fact, as a toddler, I lived in Colorado for a few years.
Did you?
Did Colorado Springs, Colorado.
See, now let's say that you are a consumer and somebody names their podcast We Suck at Everything. Wouldn't you assume everything includes podcasting?
Well, I don't know, because I recently enjoyed, you know, somewhat.
I mean, they did make the top 5, Travis. Yes.
And I recently enjoyed not only the We Suck at Everything podcast at number 5 on the Albino Alligator's top 10 podcast list, but also recently on Netflix enjoyed the Everything Sucks television program, mostly because it was about 20 minutes of crack and had a lot of nostalgia built into it. But by that same regard, you would think everything sucks. Well, I guess also this show must suck.
Yeah, but I mean, it's disconnected. I mean, they're very specific in saying that, like, we suck.
Mm, that's true.
At everything. And we are doing a podcast, so it probably sucks. But I guess if they're in the top 5, then that's not the case.
No, not at all. They made number 5. And possibly, if they bring up the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program Presents, the Albino Alligators Indie Top 10 podcast list.
Wow.
They could possibly jump next week to number 4.
Speaking of which.
Counting down. Number 4.
It's going to be hard-pressed to knock these guys off the list. Their spot, number 4, from Oregon, the Tangent Lounge Podcast.
Oh, the Tangent Lounge!
Tangent Lounge Podcast.
Holy number shit! 4. I didn't expect that. That's a shock, Travis.
This National Tell-A-Fairy Tale Day, number 4, the Tangent Lounge Podcast.
See, maybe we could just, like, make friends the regular way, Travis.
Well, I find that when
maybe it doesn't have to be a bit.
I feel like when I do, this is no bit. This is a legitimate list. How dare you, sir? I feel like when I do try to engage people organically, either they stop following me or they say something that I'm not interested in hearing at all. And they say it again and they say it again until I block and mute them. Yeah, I can't deal with people.
You say, anymore. Oh, no. See, I don't like that thing that they said.
Yeah. And it seems like they say that kind of thing, you know, fairly
often. Why do they say so many things you don't like, Travis? Why do they do it? Do you think maybe it's you? Do you think that ever?
Well, it is the my favorite line ever from Justified, the television show starring Timothy Olyphant.
Is that how you say that?
Evans. My favorite line from that show and all of its seasons was, if you wake up in the morning and meet an asshole, you just met an asshole. If you wake up in the morning and you meet assholes all day, you are the asshole.
Travis, I get mad at people all the time.
Me too.
And I don't know how to change that. I don't know what to do.
I think the landscape is fairly toxic. I think in real life you could like people a little bit more, even though I've had friendships that have lasted like a handful of years. And then I'm like, oh no, I don't think I like this person anymore. But like, in the social media landscape, it's just so vitriolic and it's so one-sided, whereas like everybody's always playing a bit, playing a part. So it is fun when you meet people like B-Rob, where he's just like a dude just living his life and he's not trying to play a character to like win social media followers. You know, it's like you have to be either extremely anti-Trump or you have to be like a MAGA fuck.
You know, I saw a Make America Great Again hat in real life.
Real life?
Yeah, Travis, I saw one at the grocery store. I was so excited. I didn't know that, like, real people wore them.
thought that was like the fake news media, like creating some kind of fucking symbol for these weirdos.
Right. I knew that the hats exist in the world.
Of course. Yeah. He sold plenty of them.
But I don't think I've ever actually like seen someone wearing one.
I've definitely not seen anybody wearing those obnoxious red hats.
It was kind of jarring. I mean, it's not even like I was like offended. It was just so, it was so strange to see one in the world.
Well, it's because it's become such like a weird symbol of like a divided nation, you know, or like to actually see one. It's like, it's, and not saying it's likened to a swastika because it's not, they're completely different things. And
no, I mean, they have nothing to do with each other. It's just weird. No,
but it is kind of like that, where if you see one in real life, it's like, oh, jarring.
Travis, we're joined by B Rob from the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast.
Yay!
Rob, how are you doing, buddy?
Thank you for welcoming your champion.
The champ is here. Guys, a little peek behind the curtain. We did try to get the Hollywood Fantasy League going tonight, and it just didn't happen. So hopefully next month. But Rob is the champion. Now, Rob, we were talking before you came on.
Swastikas, I heard.
No, no. So what happened, Rob? I saw a Make America Great Again hat in real life today.
Like, oh, yeah.
You see them on television and you know that they exist, but I don't recall ever actually seeing somebody wearing one like around.
I think that's fake news.
You're in Houston. Do you see them a lot? Do you see people wearing the hats?
I see nothing to that effect. I don't even see the knockoffs that people make. I don't see anything.
They make knockoffs? What do they say?
Well, I mean, you know, people put their own spin on shit. You know how people
make America data hen, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like people was jacking the Stranger Things logo and making it say other things, like how I didn't capitalize on it by putting random things.
Random. See, that's pretty good.
Oh, man.
It's not bad.
Should have got in there early.
Yeah, no, right? So, but people were putting shit on the hat, like they got wrestling fans out here, so they had Make Wrestling Great Again and, you know, all kind of stupid shit like that.
Rob, we are in the midst of a countdown right now, so if you'll excuse us for just a moment. Travis, oh, shit! That's number two. I got to play number three, Travis.
Oh, no, you're skipping one. One of the most important
Counting down. Number three.
Coming in at number three on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program presents the Albino Alligators Top 10 Indie Podcast List, the In Poor Taste Podcast
from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They're from
In Poor Taste Podcast.
Wow. And they're number three. That's pretty good. Now, Rob, do you know In Poor Taste?
I've heard the name, but I haven't actually put ears to the product.
But I mean,
it's spelled P-O-U-R, and it's a podcast about beers.
Oh, wow. It's about beers?
Yeah, the Poor Taste. They're reviewing terrible beers.
Now, Rob, you seem to have engulfed yourself. Is it engulfed? Engraced yourself?
Ingrained
yourself in the podcast community. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're a friendly guy. You get along with everyone, it seems. And I'm, yes. What I'm hoping, Rob, is that maybe you can give us some pointers. Maybe you can rub off on us a bit, because we don't get along with anybody. And I don't know why that is. It's us. I can admit that it's us. It's not everyone else. It's us.
Now, whenever I rub off on you, would I use one hand or two?
You'd only need one hand.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta work the podcast equipment with the other hand, I guess. I don't.
Do they never annoy you, Rob? Do you never get irritated? Do you never like see a podcaster and say, "What is this guy doing?"
Well, no, I mean, that's just the thing. It's just I guess I have my own circle of people that I deal with. Like, you know, I interact with you guys on a regular, and Jody B and the Naked Porch Podcast, you know, to name a few. But
none of those, by the way, made the top 10 indie podcast list. I don't know. Might be two or one.
Hey, not this week, but next week's another top 10 list.
See, but, Rob, my instant idea to get in with the podcast community is to trick them. I don't think that's right. I think that it's something messed up with me, Rob.
You have to admit, though, when we did a handful of years ago, did the shout out episode and just shouted out random podcasts that we've never heard from or interacted with. That was like one of our biggest episodes ever.
And you know what? From the shout out episode, Brett,
two, three friends,
Brett from the Hot Butter podcast. That was his first episode that he listened to. And the guy from the Passersby podcast, that was his first episode he listened to. And from them, we made friends with other people. We probably met Rob through that interaction.
And those shows are on the network now, right? Aren't they on the station?
So what I'm saying is maybe tricking people works. But I mean, you know, Rob like has guests every week and maybe I don't want to deal with it all. And
yeah, I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, a lot of luck goes into it as well. But it's just like, I'm not going to downplay any of my guests. But I mean, I really do pick people at random, you know? It's just like,
but I'm saying like, you know, you went,
it's not just a clever name.
Travis, I'm going to give a perfect example. I'm going to ask Rob, I'm going to give Rob a scenario. I'm going to ask him what he would do. Okay. Rob, you're in a crowded bathroom at a rock and roll concert. Mm-hmm. You drop your wedding ring. You hear it clink, clink, clink. You don't know where it went. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Crowded restroom rock concert, which, you know, I've never been in that situation. I don't think I've ever been.
Well, I mean, it could be a baseball game. It could be anything. You're in a crowded bathroom. Drop your
music concert. It doesn't matter.
Can't find it. It's on the ground. Groups. Don't know where it is. Do you say like, hey, guys, I dropped my ring. Can you find it? Can you help me find it?
Or do you quietly shuffle around trying to find it yourself awkwardly?
Well, I would probably do that straight away. It's like, as soon as I hear it, I would probably stop whatever the fuck I was doing, probably turn to the left or right and piss on the person next to me.
Just start pissing on people?
Just like to get their attention, obviously. Like, hey.
It's like, and it didn't, you know, if I'm in the guy's restroom, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world, neutrogender bathrooms and all kind of shit. I'd be like, hey, fellas, and or not fellas, I dropped my shit. Help me. You know, that's automatic call to arms. I'll be like, hey, man, I dropped my shit. Help me. You know, not my poo, because we are in a restroom.
Right.
My wedding ring. And, you know, automatically that should be like, oh, man, help this guy. Everybody with the dicks in their hands trying to find my wedding ring and everything.
And maybe if you did just say I dropped my shit, maybe especially if you were at like a rock and roll concert, maybe they thought, hey, this guy's got a joint or something. Maybe he'll share if we help find it.
Mm-hmm. And Rob comes out of it making friends, Travis.
Yep.
I just came out of it with like eight people thinking there's a really creepy dude in the bathroom just standing behind us looking at our feet.
Crawling around in the piss. And then I was trying to wash my hands and he was just standing behind me really creepily, like just waiting till I was done.
Rob, did you go see the Black Panther?
Yes, I did. I went to see the Black Panther.
It is the Black Panther. It's not just Black Panther. Isn't it the Black Panther?
I think it's just Black Panther?
I don't think there's a the.
Yeah.
It'd be like calling it like the Captain America, you know?
The Iron Man.
And you're making it exclusive, you know?
Right.
Did you enjoy the film, Rob?
Counting down.
Oh, no. Don't skip ahead. Sorry.
Is that on purpose?
No. No, it wasn't. It was an accident.
That kind of scared me.
Yeah, me too, a little bit.
I don't remember what number we're on, guys.
Number two.
Okay, we got to save those for a bit.
Save it. We got two more. We got to hear.
Stringing them along with the Black Panther talk. I went and saw Black Panther today. Travis, have you seen it yet?
I have not. Instead of seeing Black Panther, which I would have enjoyed seeing, we went to a matinee of Peter Rabbit on Saturday.
Oh,
which
wow.
I heartily enjoyed.
I watched that bootleg yesterday with my
youngest.
Sorry.
Damn pirate.
It was research for the movie battle.
All right.
So
as long as you promise to buy it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
I swear, Scout's honor.
All right.
The Black Panther, it was fine. It wasn't really like my thing, but I don't think it was really supposed to be. But it was fine. I thought the villain was great. The villain was really cool.
Was Nick Cannon the bad guy?
You know, he does kind of look like Nick Cannon a little bit. Like a buff, cool Nick Cannon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that Michael B. Jordan? Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, him. I dig it.
Which that name threw me off for years. I was just like,
Jordan.
Yeah, it's like Michael Jordan's middle name doesn't have a B in it. I was just,
you know, Michael Keaton is his real name is Michael Douglas, and he changed his name to Michael Keaton because there was already a Michael Douglas. But Michael B. Jordan, he said, you know what? Fuck Michael Jordan. If I need to change it, I'll just use my middle initial. And he got famous anyway. And that's impressive.
Hey, that's the same thing Vivica A. Fox did, although she was famous before she had to change her name because of somebody else.
Yeah, that sounds like she changed it for like porno name purposes.
Right. Yeah, it sure does. Although now, I would absolutely watch a porno with her in her prime.
When When I saw the Black Panther, now the Black Panther has made a crazy amount of money.
And it keeps making money. When I was at Peter Rabbit on Saturday, because like I said, I did want to see that this weekend, second weekend open, we're at like the 12:45 Peter Rabbit, and they had still in my tiny town have Black Panther still in two screens, and they were like selling out tickets at like 12:45 at a matinee. I live in a town of like 14,000 people, and that place is packed for Black Panther. And the demo was super weird. Like, I go into a Marvel movie, and it's usually, like, dudes with their kids and, dudes by themselves and older dudes. Like, the demo going into Black Panther, there was, like, old white ladies and shit going in to see Black Panther, which I never see going into Marvel movies.
Yeah, we sat a couple rows down or seats down from, like a really old white lady. And she was by herself. It was, like, just one ancient white lady watching the Black Panther, and the whole time I'm thinking, I don't know why she would be at any superhero movie. What is she doing here?
I feel like it's opening up a lot of different avenues for people. Like, I feel like it's finally giving, you know, Black people their own like superhero and Black kids to like look up to. It's like, you know, this guy's a king of a nation, but it's also giving old closeted like ex-racist white ladies a chance to go to a superhero movie and be like, I've always thought these like smoking hot Black dudes were right up my alley, and now it's mainstream.
Oh yeah, right up our alley.
You know, when I went to the Walmart, they had Black Panther products that you could purchase in the toy section, and they were selling gloves, but they were selling individual gloves, which irritated me.
That sounds like a Black person would do.
It was like $25 for one Black Panther glove. Separate. You can't just buy one Black Panther glove. You got to have the set. I mean, the Black Panther just doesn't just run around with one glove. He's got both.
Hey, yeah. Michael Jackson.
I was just about to say that. See, you're stealing my shit.
Don't mind, baby. Sorry to step on your toes.
And I don't even know if they necessarily had both hands. I think they just had like one you could wear on your right hand. And I didn't really understand. Maybe it was just the packaging. Maybe there was a second one back in there that you couldn't see.
They did that with the Iron Man, though, where you would only get the one Repulsar, like, Iron Man glove. They didn't sell both. They just gave you one.
That makes sense for Iron Man, because if you watch the movie history of Iron Man, he had to build that suit piece by piece. So why wouldn't you, the consumer, have to build your suit piece by piece?
That's true. Gotta catch them all.
Now, this might be a strange thing to think of, but I'm thinking about all this, you know, the Black Panther is very popular, and it's not just popular with Black people. It's popular with all people. I mean, like everyone went to go see Black Panther in the last couple of weeks.
My comic book sales on eBay have spiked too. It was great. As soon as that movie really hit, I've like doubled the price on a couple of comics featuring characters from Black Panther.
And the thing that I thought of is last Halloween, do you remember the Moana costume?
Where you can buy the Dwayne Johnson's character's like body piece.
Yeah,
the
like
tattoos in the chest.
Yeah, it has the tattoos on it, and you dress as the Rock's character from Moana. And there was a huge controversy about wearing that costume if you weren't someone from Hawaii. And
that's just stupid. So why fucking sell it?
Looking forward to this Halloween, do you think that there is going to be people that are upset about like a white kid who wants to go as the Black Panther for Halloween?
They will. They will. It's always something. It's always something. Yeah.
Is that going to be a big controversy? Can we look forward to that?
Yes. We look forward and backward.
but how? I mean, like, what is the thing that needs to happen? Like, how does anything ever improve? How does it ever?
We're torpedoing towards, and I've used this and I've referenced this for the last like 3 years because this is exactly where I see us heading. And it's not the post-apocalyptic future of like Mad Max or any of those type of things. We are torpedoing towards the Christian Bale movie Equilibrium and the future of Equilibrium, where you can't have art, you can't have feelings, you can't have anything. You take a pill to suppress all care. Like, you're not allowed to find a puppy cute. Everything has to be shut down, and it's just order, 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 so as not to offend anybody. That's exactly where we're headed.
And it's also like V for Vendetta is kind of similar as well.
Absolutely. So
everything is going to be outlawed and everything. If you have this shit, they're going to fuck you up.
But that's what has to happen. We can't just all get
it's
over
not
it.
What has to happen. It's what's going to happen. There's like there's no turning back from this course that we're on. There's no way to heal the divide. There's no way to fix people's feelings being hurt by every goddamn thing that happens. There's no way to take out that fucking Chevy guy who's parking on the side of a freeway saying, "Oh, it's a family car. We got to put your family in it." Fuck you. You know, there's no way to fix these things.
Have you ever been stranded on the side of a highway? Right now. You brought me out here.
And you're in a new Chevy Traverse. Do you feel better than you did when cars were whizzing past you at 90 miles an hour?
Would you say you feel a little bit better now that you're in a vehicle as opposed to sitting at a kitchen table? Rob.
But you know what? I honestly, this is gonna sound weird, but like, I don't even want to say it, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
Say it.
I thought Trump was kind of gonna break everybody out of that because that motherfucker say whatever the hell he want and he get away with it. So I was just like, maybe some of the PC shit would die down a little bit because he say what the fuck he want. And I guess because he the president, nobody. I mean, people say shit be like, oh, he shouldn't have said that shit, but like. 2-3 days later, ain't nobody even worried about the shit no more.
Rob,
I'm moving on to the next thing.
I want you to think about like 2001. Where are you in 2001?
Like 2001.
You wake up in bed. Where are you?
Pre or post 9/11?
Yeah, that was
September 10th, 2001.
Okay. September 10th, I was in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and depending on what time of the day it was, I was either at work. Or I was at home fussing with my ex-wife. So pick your poison.
Okay, Rob, I've just traveled back in time into your bedroom in 2001.
Oh, man.
Pop out of my time machine. I say, Rob, I'm from the future. In 2018, there's going to be a guy who shoots 500 people in Las Vegas and there's not going to be one video of it and nobody's going to give a shit and it's going to go away in a week. And the president is going to have a sex scandal where he paid off a porno star, to not talk about their sex that he had with her. And in a week, it's going to go away and nobody's going to give a shit. And just like every week, there's going to be a new thing and then it's just going to go away. Like, do you believe me?
Well, I would probably have to believe you because there would be an unknown white man in my house for some
reason. That just showed up in a time machine.
So I would have to believe you.
Like, why are you in my fucking bedroom, guy?
All three of the Back to the Future movies. So I would have to believe you.
Right. I guess I didn't think that through, Rob, because, I've already suspended the disbelief. Because there's a time machine that pops up.
Yeah, you're better off just writing like a well thought out letter and sending it to him.
But isn't it weird that things just go away so quickly and it's another thing and it's like this swipe right constant whirlwind of shit. It's so crazy to me that
we all have ADHD, man.
Yeah, we've all been conditioned to just keep swiping down like through our Facebook feeds and our Twitter timelines. And it's like you see something for a second, you have a thought about it, but you just scrolled to the next thing. So you already forgot about the thought you had about that one thing.
Like, do we not believe the Stormy Daniels thing? Do we believe it and just not care? Because those are really the only two options.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, all right, sex scandal. I mean, I've heard of what was going on, but what was going on? Is they saying as president this shit happened, or was this some shit prior to him being president?
It was prior to him being president, but
who gives a fuck?
Shouldn't you care, though?
I don't care. That's between him and his wife, and obviously his wife's still there for whatever the fuck reason.
But I'm thinking...
Hey, we had a president in office get a blowjob from an intern, and nobody gave a shit about that.
People gave so much of a shit about that, Travis.
Oh, yeah, well, that. Now, that was...
I mean, compare the two.
Well, see, with that thing, I don't think it was the fact that he was getting his dick sucked in the White House. I think it was the fact that he said he wasn't getting his dick sucked in the White House. Then he turned around and said he was getting his dick sucked in the White House.
Hey, that's the same. That's the same guy that said he didn't inhale. So,
well, I think that him saying he didn't get his dick sucked in the White House is what they used to go after him. But I don't think that's the thing that people cared about.
Yeah, everybody think Bill Clinton is one of the best presidents ever.
Oh, man, and you should have heard everybody when he was actually president. Like, that was the first time, for George Bush 1 was the first time I had, like, any kind of real thought about what was happening politically. And then when Bill Clinton was in there, it was like that was when I actually had awareness of who the president was and what people thought about him and some of the policies and shit that went down. But, like, retroactively, people have rewritten Bill Clinton as this amazing person. Mm-hmm. And in the same turn have, like, rewritten his wife into this amazing person who should have been president, too. And it's mm-hmm. it's crazy to see it happen. And now that people are so anti-Trump, who were also anti-Hillary Clinton, now that Trump is in office, like, people are rewriting Hillary Clinton to be like the savior of our country. Like, oh no, she was the one that was gonna fix everything.
But that shooting in that school in Florida last week, mm-hmm. there's already a ton of people, momentum is building just like it did for Sandy Hook, of people who are denying it happened, and they're saying that there's crisis actors that are pretending that their kid died, and that's already happening.
Well, I mean, I can understand some of that stuff to an extent, because I mean, this is how I see things. It's like, if I'm not there, can I really believe it happened to a certain extent? I mean, with these school shootings, I mean, that's a whole different other thing. But like, my daughter, my oldest one, she came to me and was like, I think they had those attacks overseas some time ago about people. They had video footage of people dying in the street from the gas attacks and all kind of shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, all right, let's think about something. So you mean to tell me these people are getting attacked by gas, you know, the nuclear weapons or whatever the fuck was going on? People dying in the street.
Right.
And this lone cameraman just standing there in the midst of all this, just recording it and not helping nobody. And then, you know, now that we're in the age of 2018 and all this other technology, I was just like, I had to retract it. I was like, damn, they could have had a drone in there. Video. Right. Like, all right, so why the fuck would you even fly a drone in there? Why you ain't flying some kind of aid in there or a big ass portable fan to blow the smoke off? I don't know what the fuck you could have did, but you're going to just sit there and videotape the shit. People dying in the fucking street.
But they all do the same thing over and over again. And nothing ever changes, and we just do the same dance, and it's weird.
There's overseas killing each other since before probably me and your family history was even, you know, created and shit.
But isn't there? I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
I don't know. I guess that's the problem, is we don't know. Just put a scarecrow out front.
Yeah, put the scarecrow. We'll be fine. I feel like I'm far removed enough. I feel good about it. I'm up here in old Wisconsin. I feel fairly safe. So,
Travis, what number are we on?
Number two.
Counting down. Number two.
Number two on The Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10 list is from Ohio, Drinks with Larry.
Wow, Drinks with Larry.
Larry. Have drinks.
Rob, if you've never heard of Drinks with Larry, you better check it out because it is on the top 10 list. So it must be legit, right?
It's on the top 10 list. And let me tell you one thing real quick about this is Mike is against monetizing this top 10 list. And I am too. If you share this list with your listeners and make sure to verbatim say what the list was.
What's it called again, Travis? I'm
giving this to you. But real quick. We will be offering an Albino Alligator Indie Podcast Top 10 list seal that you can put on your website or on your album art to be shown on iTunes for only $9.98 for 2 months. $5 a month for the Albino Alligator seal of approval.
So, Rob, do you live by like a code? Do you have like a, you treat other people like you want to be treated or?
Yes, that's exactly what I go by.
That's it? Just
is just like, all right, I'm not going to say anything slanderous about you. I'm not going to damn do anything to cause you any hurt or discontent unless you give me cause to. So, I mean, if I meet you on site for the first time, I'm going to be cordial, polite, you know.
Are you a hugger or are you a handshaker?
Fist bumps.
You're a fist bumper?
Germs.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
No, because I mean, I work
about germs. Aren't you in a Walmart like three times a day talking about germs?
I got my own germ shield or whatever, so that's something different.
Oh, nice.
But like, you know, I deal in security, so you see, you know, lines of people usually coming to facilities and everything. They wiping their nose, picking their ass, and all kind of shit, and they were like sticking their hand out. Oh, I want to thank you for what you do sometimes, and I'd be like fist bump.
It's a fist bump or a nice head nod.
Yeah. All right. Just slap the hand with my plastic gloves.
Rob, you're a good guy. And I just want to know, do you want to form an alliance?
A dangerous alliance?
No, Rob. Me and you.
Oh, okay.
Going to form an alliance. You okay with that?
Okay. We're going to hold hands? I had to sanitize first.
Well, we'll both purchase one Black Panther glove.
Yes.
You're going to have to stand awkwardly, though, because remember, it's the same hand.
Damn. Yeah, we are.
Rob, where can people hear your program at?
Well, you can find me on any podcast platform of your choosing. I'm on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, all those places. You can go to randomrobcast.com to where you can find all things in manner of to pertaining to the show. I got merchandise. I got Amazon links. I got all that cool shit that a podcaster should have. But as I say every episode recently, because I hadn't said it before, none of that shit really matters. You ain't got to give me a goddamn dime of your money. The most important thing you can do for my podcast or any other podcast to include this one, listen, share, like, retweet, subscribe, write a review, because those things go a lot longer, you know, than the, you know, a dollar here and a dollar there would do.
Right. You encourage them and let them know that you're listening to it and that you like it. And that's why we're doing it.
Yeah. And a tag on to that is like a special, you know, Travis PSA. Just tell the person whose podcast you're listening to that you listened to it and, you know, you didn't mind it. Yeah, I kind of liked it. And you're going to listen to it again. That actually does make a guy feel pretty special.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mind if you told me it was shit. I just want some interaction, goddammit.
Right. Rob, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you. Your voice soothes me. Knowing that you're out there makes me happy, Rob.
I'm here for you. I'm standing here in my media room with my one Black Panther glove on, my Make America Great hat with a reverse swastika knee pad on for you.
And we're going to do the Hollywood Fantasy League soon, hopefully. So we'll be having you back on more sooner than later.
To defend your belt.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad it was postponed because I did no research, right. So I wasn't ready at all.
Yeah, we tried to do it very hastily. We're gonna do it right.
Right. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Take care.
I'm a all fan right. of you as a human being, Rob. Keep on keeping on.
All right. Thank you. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Travis?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for number one?
I'm ready, but I don't know if our listeners are ready for number one.
Oh, hold on to your fucking hats, everybody.
Counting down. Number one.
And the number one podcast on the Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10 list is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Shit. Travis, we won! Travis, we won! We're legitimate now. We're on the Albino Alligators Indie Top 10 list.
I feel like everybody listening right now is like that old school Memorex dude who's sitting in his chair just getting blown away by the sound quality.
Blown away.
Like glasses are shattering and shit.
Travis, I really like B-Rob.
I do too. I really am a fan of him as a human being.
I want him to be our friend, Travis.
I feel like he is. I feel like he is our friend.
Travis, how can we trick B-Rob into being our friend?
Well, we'll put him on the top 10 podcast list next week.
It'll be next week. Next week. Are we doing it? We're going to do it monthly, right? It'll lose its steam if we do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, people won't feel like it's special. And then also then I would have to like reduce what I charge for the Albino Alligator seal of approval if I do it once a week.
Yeah. Charles, I watched some of a movie. It was called My Friend Dahmer.
Oh, did you watch? How is it? Is it slow? Like I would imagine it is.
It's about Jeffrey Dahmer. And yeah, like when he was a kid. Yeah, I read the
graphic novel by Dirk Derfendorf.
And, you know, like he like made buddies by pretending he was a retarded guy.
Right.
And then everybody was like, oh, that Dahmer, he's so funny. And then he just like starts killing people. And he's a weird guy. And everybody just thinks he's.
Doesn't just start. He starts by grabbing dead animals and then starting to kill animals. But yeah, I mean, then he kills people.
Made it about 25 minutes into the movie, Travis, and I looked at my wife and I said, "Like, why are we watching him?" I mean, it was playing like a comedy. It was kind of supposed to be funny, I think.
Oh no! Did they tonally shift it to like funny? That's not.
It seemed like it. Like it seemed like they were going for giggles. And
oh,
like, I got like 25 minutes into it, and I was like, why are we watching a movie about this piece of shit? This guy sucks.
You can get the graphic novel is actually very intriguing. It's just like a black and white kind of crude art, but by this Dirk Derfendorf. I would imagine that's not his real name.
Yeah.
But I check it. It's like novel length. It's like the length of an actual book, but it's all graphic novel. It's all comic art.
Like everybody's like way into the true crime now. The true crime is a big thing now. And I don't know. I think I'm tiring of it.
You're tiring of it.
I see people that like murder other people. And I think like, I don't want to like them. Fuck them. They suck.
I don't think you're supposed to like them. I was going to say I can't tire of it, but I have tired of it a long time ago because there's not a day that goes by that if I'm not controlling the TV, that like ID Discovery, like To Catch a Murderer or 48 Hours Late, one of those murder shows about a husband killing a wife or a wife killing a husband or a wife killing husband and kids or a mistress killing the husband and the kids. It's always on in my house, like nonstop. And I find myself being enthralled with it. You start watching it plays out like a mystery. So it's, I mean, but I can't stand that shit.
I don't know. I don't know. Drunk's calling. I'm going to pick up on Drunk here.
Let's talk to him.
Drunk.
Hello.
Drunk. People in the chat room are asking for my opinion on the Big Brother finale.
Okay.
But I'm assuming you haven't watched it yet.
I'm going to watch it after the podcast this evening.
So I guess we'll have to save our Big Brother conversation for next week.
I mean, I already know who won, so you don't have to spoiler alert me. I know how this goes. So
how does what go?
Well, I mean, you have a show of something the next day. I mean, you're going to get spoiled. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Drunk,
so.
What is your opinion on this season of
Shannon Tweed win?
No, Shannon Elizabeth got voted out pretty early, and I was rather upset by that.
It's because
she got voted out third. She's still hot. She was just a gamer, man. She went too hard too early. And
Travis.
And
did she immediately try to form too many alliances?
She did.
Travis. Mary fuck yeah. kill. Shannon Tweed, Shannon Elizabeth, Shannon Lake.
Ooh. Mary Shannon Elizabeth. Fuck Shannon Tweed, kill Shannon Lake.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think you're spot on, yes, sir.
So as I watched all of the season of Big Brother, drunk. I'm in cahoots with you now. Me and you were...
Yeah. And how did you like it?
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
This
one was a little A, quick, and B, I mean, 4 a week and 3 a week, it's a different ball game. I mean, you got 4 days a week takes fucking dedication, man.
So the normal Big Brother is like 3 months long?
Yes.
And that takes a lot of time because it's like 3 or 4 days a week, isn't it? It's a lot of real estate. It's easy to get behind.
During the normal Big Brother, it's only 3 days a week as opposed to this season's, which was four.
And the uncut stuff that they just kind of turn the cameras on?
Yeah, they have live feeds, which you can look at on the internet. And then they also have the Big Brother After Dark, which is on Pop. And that's on every day, so...
So
it's a lot of time to invest into this this Big Brother thing.
There's a lot of fanatics of the show, yes.
Yeah, I have never watched the program before.
I wouldn't go as far to call myself a super fan, but I have watched almost every season.
We got into it. And see, what I think is interesting is like the way to make friends on that show, Travis, is to trick them.
Yes.
That seems to be all of those reality show competitions. It's all about tricking people into being your friend.
Yeah.
So were you okay with the winner, Mike, or?
I thought that the gay fella, I thought that he did a better job and won more stuff. And I guess it all just kind of came down to politicking.
Yes.
Like, you know, the other gal was more likable.
Right, Ross probably burned a little too many bridges to actually win. But I mean, it is what it is. So
yeah.
On to the next season, which probably starts next week, right?
Right.
No, not till June. So you got some time. So you know, probably be on this next one, Mike. You could totally pull this off, right?
Do what?
To apply to be on Big Brother.
You think I should be on Big Brother? No, I drunk. I'm paranoid just like in my daily life, you know, like,
that's the thing. I feel like you could float by for like the first 6 weeks without people even knowing that you're in the house.
There's a lot of podcasts that, do live video. The primary reason that we have never done live video is because I'm afraid I'm going to like pick a booger out of my nose and forget I'm on camera.
And then you'll become an internet meme.
Somebody will turn me into a goddamn meme. I can't deal with all that drunk. So
is B-Rob still on?
No, B-Rob.
Oh.
B-Rob seemed like he was busy with stuff, so I don't want to keep him too long.
Drunk, it is podcast month. You could reach out to B-Rob and see if you could be on his program. Spread the good word of the WFOD.
You know,
2 days
Drunk was featured on a couple of podcasts during podcast month. I was a guest on a podcast during podcast month. Travis made no guest spots in podcast.
Now, usually I pop in on something, right? Hasn't that been the case in previous years? Like usually
I feel like you have. I also got invited for Shots Miss in July on the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast.
Oh, well, they're just tainting the brand by doing it in the middle of summer, too.
That's what happens. You have too much of a good thing.
Water down the brand. It's just like when every episode of SNL had a Wayne's World sketch on it.
All right. Drunk, would you say you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Drunk?
WFOD podcast. Woo!
Wow. Number one on my indie podcast top 10 list.
Wow, that's impressive.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Yeah. Drunk, we are an award-winning podcast. We won the Albino Alligators Indie Top 10 podcast.
As we should.
Well, there's a seal.
Does Dorktown still do their things?
Nope.
No. Nope. So are we taking over the Dorktown thing?
See, Drunk remembers the Dorktown thing, Travis.
I remember Dorktown, the podcast. I just don't, I never listened, so I have no idea that they had one of those things.
Yeah. It's all a trap.
It's a ruse.
You know, I'm pretty sure that all of J.D. Power's Chevrolet awards.
Didn't Dorktown also have the host that did the Mr. Who podcast, too?
No, Drunk.
Oh, that's another guy.
Somebody different.
Gotcha.
Most of Chevy's dependability awards from J.D. Power come for, like, ancillary things like the windshield wipers and cigarette lighters. Stuff like that.
Best windshield wipers on the market.
Yeah. Sweet-ass key openings.
They're like, so, hey, after 3 months, how are your windshield wipers holding up? Pretty good.
The best-looking taillights on the market. Chevy.
Travis, would you say you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, I think I do. I would say last minute pick of the week would be Dead Shack, a horror comedy motion picture brought to you by Shudder, about a couple of kids and their dad and his girlfriend go out to the woods to enjoy some peace and encounter some weird cannibal/zombies. That they have to fight their way to survival. Starring Lauren Holly as the big bad.
Guys, my pick of the week is the Black Panther. It was fine. If you haven't seen it yet, go see it. Because it was fine. There was a lot of percussion in it. Travis, so do you like that?
Oh, like the African guy with the doing the bongo drum, making the face.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of didgeridoo in it?
No. It was all percussion. Just
didgeridoo is Australian, buddy.
That's close enough, right?
It was.
Yeah, I mean, they're all right there.
It's all south.
And shout out to all of the top 10 indie podcasts, the Hypothetic Cast, the Crazy Train of Thought, Ice in the Face, Rabbit Ears Podcast, Genuine Chit Chat with Mike Burton, We Suck at Everything, The Tangent Lounge, In Poor Taste, Drinks with Larry, and of course the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Yeah, if you heard this podcast, make sure to let those shows know that they were nominated for this month's top 10.
Yeah, bother the shit out of them.
Link them to the episode. Make them a seal.
Thanks, guys, for hanging out in the chat. Thanks for the downloads. We appreciate all of you. We pretend like we don't, but we do. Through the joy and the tears. So, yeah.
Hey, R.I.P. Carl.
Guns out, fun out.
Whether up or downhill, and I will be here a long time standing still. Time goes by so fast when you're having fun. Faster when you found that certain one to share it with. Now the kids are all grown with families of their own. A random call on the phone, and I feel all alone. Not really, because you hold my
was from
hand.
It, they're not staged because there was somebody that was on one of those commercials saying that he guilted them into saying nice things about the cars.
He threw buzzwords at them.
Yeah, and like the people that they interviewed said that they felt bad that they weren't saying enough nice things about the car because he looked at them like they killed his puppy.
He looks like he would have that look.
So you like it, right? It looks good, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah. They've been doing those commercials for like 3 years now, and I imagine most people have seen them. So like, and he's like, we removed all the logos, so you don't know what kind of car it is.
Yeah, but I see TV and in front of movie theater, fucking movies and trailers like all the time. I know who you are, asshole.
It looked like an Audi, right?
Oh my god, really, I missed you guys so much. I haven't seen you in so long. Yeah,
that one. All seven of these SUVs.
You know what's really funny about it is, like, the whole basis of the commercials is that Chevy has a shitty reputation, and people are surprised that they're Chevys.
Right, yeah, right. Like, oh, really?
Oh, wow, it's a Chevy? I always thought Chevys were huge pieces of shit.
Right. Don't you guys have the most J.D. Power Award Associates winners the last 3 years?
Oh, you won the J.D. Power Award. Well.
And rub my wedding band with your subtle skill, you assure me that we'll be a long time standing still. And here I will be, through the hurt and the fear, through the joy and the tears, I will be loving you. And always will, whether up or downhill, and I will be here a long time standing still. Yes, I will be here a long time standing.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live this and every Monday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com, and be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. They're friends of ours. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodicks.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can email us, Mike at WFODix, or Travis at WFODix, if you have anything to let us know about, something you liked, something you didn't, you know, whatevs. Or you could give us a call, 636-487-HAND, either while we're live or when we're not live. You can leave us a message. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon contributors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Harry Balls Anya. If you'd like to contribute to the Patreon, it's patreon.com/WFODix. Again, thank you very much for checking out the program. Tell a friend,
share our links on things. Yeah, great. Thanks again. Bye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.